It's Melissa coming at you with another podcast. This podcast name is The Beggar Schoolgirl Murders. Yes, I am aware that I haven't uploaded in quite some time. I have just been busy with normal, ordinary life. So, my disclaimer is, I mean absolutely no disrespect to anybody who I talk about in this story. This story is just a story that I have found on the internet and I am reading in my podcast. On that note, let's get into it. In October of 1997, two schoolgirls were brutally killed less than 2 miles from home. Their murders remain two of the most notorious in Australia to this day. This is the horrifying story of how a weekend camping trip in a safe area ended in a terrible fate for Lauren Barry and Nicole Collins. A birthday weekend. On Labor Day weekend in 1997, 14-year-old Lauren Barry and 16-year-old Nicole Collins decided to spend a weekend at White Rock near Beggar in Australia. Not only was this a holiday weekend, thus giving the girls more time to spend at the campsite that was less than 2 miles from Nicole's home, but it was also Lauren's 15th birthday weekend. To celebrate, Nicole's father set up their campsite for Nicole and her best friend. The two girls promised to check in and go back to Nicole's house for food and showers each day. No one was concerned about the teenagers being at the campsite alone, as the area was considered safe by many parents, and it was so close to Nicole's home. Unfortunately, the close proximity to Nicole's house didn't protect them. A ride gone wrong. On October 5th, after 9 p.m, the teenagers walked from the campsite towards a nearby party. Sadly, they never reached the party. A Ford Telstar with two men in their 20s offered the girls a ride to the nearby party. Once they got inside the car with 28-year-old Leslie Calamiri and 23-year-old Lindsay Beckett, the two men held them at knife point and told them if they complied and did what they said, they would be returned safely later. The next 12 hours were horror-filled for the two teenagers. They were brought to multiple locations as the men drove all around the area and repeatedly raped at the locations and inside the vehicle, oftentimes as one of the men drove. When the two girls asked if they would be murdered, apparently Leslie assured them they would still be released, all while muttering to Lindsay that they can't go back. The murders. The following morning around 8 a.m, Leslie and Lindsay brought the two girls to Fiddler's Green Creek. Per Leslie's instructions, the teenagers were bound and forced to walk deep into the wilderness near the creek. Once far enough away from civilization, Leslie forced the girls to take off their clothes and wash themselves in the creek to remove any evidence from the rapes. Leslie ordered Lindsay to murder the two girls when they refused, not wanting to go to kill them, both as it was unfair. Leslie threatened him at knife point until the other men complied. While Leslie waited in the car, Lindsay brutally killed the two girls. The court would later hear about how Lindsay had tried to down Lauren Barry in the stream, drown Lauren Barry in the stream. and when he failed, he angrily slashed her throat, also cutting his thumb in the process and leaving behind more DNA evidence of the crime. Nicole's murder was far more brutal. After listening to a friend die, she allegedly asked Lindsay, "You're going to kill me, aren't you?" In response, he slashed her throat. When she didn't immediately die and tried to scream for help, he brutally stabbed her in the neck and chest. When she still struggled, he confessed to kicking her in the head repeatedly. Once both girls were dead, Lindsay returned to Leslie, and the two men attempted to dispose of their bloody clothes and any evidence. They went as far as to deep clean the Ford Telstar at a car wash. However, there was one piece of evidence from different crime that turned police eyes onto them. A stolen car. Leslie Calamiri and Lindsay Beckett were career criminals. Before the murder of the teenage girls, Leslie already had 146 prior criminal convictions, including thefts, assault, and sexual offences against minors. Lindsay and Leslie would often work together to steal cars and had known each other for about 2 years before the murders of Lauren and Nicole. It was one such stolen car that led police to the two men. Just weeks after the murders on October 25th, police found a stolen car with maps of the Begar area, the area where they'd kidnapped the girls from, and Lindsay Beckett's belongings stashed inside. On October 27th, they arrested Lindsay for the car theft. On October 28th, they arrested Leslie as well. A confession. Originally, the two men denied any connections with the disappearances of Lauren Barry and Nicole Collins. However, after multiple interrogations, Lindsay Beckett finally caved to the police pressure. He confessed to the murders and led police to the two bodies in Fiddler's Green Creek. The two men were immediately charged with abduction, assault, and murder. The trials and verdicts. The two men were tried separately. On June 26th, 1998, Lindsay Beckett pled guilty to the murders in front of the Supreme Court of Victoria. He was sentenced to life imprisonment with no parole for the first 35 years. Leslie's trial did not go smoothly, as he claimed to have had no involvement in the abduction and murder. On February 15th, 1999, Leslie Calamiri's trial began. There was a total of 70 witnesses, including Lindsay Beckett. In addition to the testimonies against Leslie, police not only found the girls, but also a trail of evidence from Lindsay's confession. They found evidence almost every place the teenagers were raped, including Leslie's semen. On April 27th, 1999, Leslie was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment with no parole. And that's the end of the story. So, seeing as I haven't uploaded for quite some time, what I will do is I will upload another podcast tonight. So you get two. Yes. So this one's a shorter one. I'm hoping that the next one I pick out will be a longer one. So, yeah. Look forward to another one tonight. And thank you guys for listening. Bye.